Dialing 8th and Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton conference call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. You know what? We've got a special podcast for you today. My name is Jared Davis, and you may be thinking about getting into Walmart for the very first time, or you may be a Walmart supplier already, and you want to talk to your buyer about new products or even some of that feature placement, right? Well, you know what they're going to ask you right off the bat. What is your marketing plan? So before you go in there and get caught with your spreadsheets down, it really does help to work with someone that has experience working with Walmart and with suppliers on marketing plans. And you know who that someone is? It's our guest today, Ms. Stephanie Sullivan. Stephanie works with suppliers on marketing strategies, and we're very excited to pick her brain today. Stephanie, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Hey, one thing I want to talk about is that marketing plan, because I think a lot of suppliers, they understand the importance of, you know, cost, margin, distribution, getting everything in a row before that Walmart meeting. But why is that marketing plan so important?
That marketing plan is key to success with any new item, but it's important to Walmart for several reasons. First of all, and probably most importantly, it shows that you're dedicated to your item. It shows that you're committed to making it work and doing everything that you can to make it successful. It also crafts your reason for being. It details the uniqueness of your item and why the consumer needs it. There's the joke that says, you know, we don't know that we need something until the marketers tell us that we need to. And so that's part of what that marketing strategy is. But also a strategic marketing plan, and Walmart will be looking for a strategic marketing plan. But it will lay out a roadmap to the Walmart merchandising and marketing teams so that they can include those new items in their corporate initiatives where it makes sense.
Now, I want to ask you about marketing trends, especially going into my favorite time of year, the holiday season. With your expertise, what are those marketing trends that are somewhat outdated, and then what's really effective?
So we'll start with what's becoming more outdated. You know, everybody thinks that TV commercials are the way to go. And back in the day, they were, because everyone was watching TVs. You had a limited number of channels to watch. But however, in today's market, DVRs, we're so time-crunched, and so DVRs are relevant now more than ever, and we're seeing a significant decline in people who are actually watching commercials on TV. I think one of the exceptions is Super Bowl. People tend to watch the Super Bowl for the commercials, so that's kind of the exception, not the rule. However, influencers, social influencers, they create videos online, anywhere from memes to how-to videos to, you know, watch me make this pie, or here's some makeup tips for you. So those are growing in increasing significance. However, what's really hot right now is the impact of social and digital media. The new storefront, if you really think about it, is the front of your phone, is your phone screen, right? So shoppers are using their phones now more than ever to comparison shop, research, learn about an item. If they're not finding their item on shelf, they're going right online to see if they can get it from .com or another internet agency. So another thing is, in the age of shopping millennials, you know, millennials used to be the kids. Now they are the young professionals and, you know, young families. As we have watched this demographic come of age and really spend money, we're learning that they just don't trust corporate messaging. They're not afraid of private label. Where, you know, back in our parents' days or our grandparents' days, private label meant something completely different than it does today. And as you can see at Walmart, private label is growing in relevance and in share of shelf. And so brand loyalty as a byproduct of that isn't much of a priority as it used to be. So brands are having to think differently, and they're having to figure out that way to communicate with that shopper so that they trust that brand and they'll use that brand and ultimately go through the register.
All right, we have just scratched the surface in this conversation. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about starting your marketing plan for Walmart. Stick around. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
8th and Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, 8thandwalton.com/chat.
We're back on the 8th and Walton conference call, and our guest is Stephanie Sullivan. Now, Stephanie, when you sit down with a client for the very first time and they need their marketing plan revamped to present to Walmart, what direction do you give them right off the bat?
Start with a whiteboard. Get some fresh thoughts in there. Just start with a whiteboard and think about your item. Have some pictures of it. Have some parts of it that you can touch and see and feel. And get people in a room that maybe are in different areas of your organization that aren't just thinking about marketing this item. What do they think about it? How do they use it? Visually, how is it appealing or not appealing? Definitely just get in that room and get that whiteboard going. And then once you start talking and those brainstorming sessions start getting further along, you'll start seeing some common threads pop up in those conversations. And so that's your launching point, with where you really start thinking about tactics that would communicate that. And so as you're thinking about those common threads, depending on what those are, they'll start naturally falling into the best avenues to communicate the messaging of what you're trying to say. You know, you also need to figure out, based on your demographic or regionality, what's the best way to reach those people. For example, the younger generation, and I'm going to put myself as a Gen Xer in that younger generation, but the millennials and Gen Xers, they are very socially and digitally savvy. If you're not savvy, you're behind. And those are key ways to drive awareness and usage to influence them to need your item. And then, of course, you can drive them to whatever retailer, in this case it would be Walmart, to buy that item. You want to make sure to be very clear about where they can find that item and the price point that they can expect. And Walmart will appreciate that specific intentional traffic driver. However, the other piece is once they're in the store, they have to know where to go. And there has to be a call to action when they get there. So your in-store signage is no less relevant. It actually is very relevant still to capture them in their attention and making it clear and easy for them to shop.
We talk a lot about Walmart and their expectations of the suppliers. For the supplier who's going into their first buyer meeting with Walmart, what are some of the questions that they can expect about their marketing plan?
Their first question is going to be, what's your corporate marketing plan? They want to see the big picture of what your company is doing. How are they coming alongside the brand everywhere? So what are the big corporate initiatives that are important to your company for this item? You'll also want to be prepared to explain why those are corporate initiatives. What's the ultimate end game here for that plan? Also, how is your company going to measure success? What does success look like? So once you start talking about that, then you can drill it down into the retailer-specific tactics. Because that's going to be their next question is, okay, well, this is your corporate plan, so now what are you going to do for me? So what you want to start off by showing is, if your item is seasonal, what's the seasonality trend? What are some key initiatives that you feel like need to be met in order to capture the most volume within an initiative like that? Partnership with Walmart is key. Your buyer's not going to always tell you everything going on within the walls of Walmart, so you want to make sure that you're nimble and that you can ebb and flow with them as they are finalizing their marketing plans too, because you want to be included. You don't want to be excluded. So you always want to start with a recommendation, though, and then work with Walmart to figure out the final plan.
All right. We have to take another break, but in our last few minutes with Stephanie, we're going to talk about how Walmart is different from other retailers when it comes to your marketing plan. And I also want to deep dive on marketing through social media. So stick around. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
Is your team ready for Walmart's new on-time info guidelines? It's not too late to get prepared. 8th and Walton's OTIF class is your first step to optimizing your supply chain performance and execution. When your team goes through the OTIF class, you'll learn Walmart's expectations for on-time info shipments, how OTIF relates to MABD, how to pull and navigate your OTIF scorecard, how to prevent fines, how to build an OTIF action plan for your company. Once you learn how to use the OTIF scorecard, checklist, and action plan, you're on your way to meeting Walmart's OTIF goals. Classes are happening near you now. Visit 8thandwalton.com for more details and to sign up.
We're back on the 8th and Walton conference call talking with Stephanie Sullivan. Now, Stephanie, when a supplier is putting together a marketing plan for Walmart, how is Walmart different from other retailers?
Price. Oh. Walmart does not have a weekly circular. Traditional grocery has a weekly circular or an ad every week highlighting their items that are on sale or that are being featured. And usually there's a price break whenever your item is included in those circulars. And that's great because it works for traditional grocery or traditional retailers. However, Walmart does not do that. They do have tabs on occasion for key holidays or key initiatives that they have corporately. But Walmart does not use the high-low retail strategy, meaning it's not going to drop for a week or two and then go right back up to a higher price. Walmart's very intentional about being the everyday cost and price leader. They want their shoppers to know that when they walk in that door, it doesn't matter what day of the week or what time of the year, they're going to get the best price at their store. And Walmart's very maniacal about this, so much so that they'll price match anybody that beats them in the market. So we want to be mindful of that as you're approaching Walmart about a marketing plan, is that there, you know, you're not going to be able to just hit some cost reductions a couple of weeks or a few weeks a year. If you offer Walmart a cost reduction, it's going to need to be for 90 days or more. Walmart's very clear with any of their suppliers, especially a new one, their cost and their pricing expectations. So that's what makes them different from a traditional retailer. Now, they'll have a promotional plan of where things are on display or demoed or whatever, but from a cost and a price standpoint, they're not going to play the high-low game.
Now, you touched on the social media aspect just a couple of minutes ago. When it comes to developing those marketing plans, are there areas now of social media that are just more effective than others?
Absolutely. So when we talk social media, there really are two parts of it. There are social influencers, and there are agencies here in Bentonville that do nothing but social influencing. And then we have digital marketing, and likewise, there are agencies here in Bentonville that do nothing but digital marketing, and then we have agencies that do both. So there's a lot of variety when we talk about social media and depending on what your company needs for your brand at that time. But the most effective way to kick off any type of a marketing campaign, though, is with social influence. It's where you want to begin. 90% of the people who are making purchases, they make that purchase based on the recommendation of a trusted influence or a trusted resource. When a digital ad or a, this is an interesting fact, but when a digital ad or a banner ad is another word for it, is repurposed from influencer content, it is 162 times more likely to get a click-through to the actual ad or the Walmart landing page that converts into a sale. So they definitely work in tandem and work hand-in-hand, but that social influencer piece really kicks off the awareness. And so when people are aware of something, they pay more attention to how they see it in other forms.
So I'm a supplier, and I desperately need help with my marketing plan. When I schedule a coffee with Stephanie Sullivan, what is the first thing that you want to know out of that coffee?
I want to see your item. I want to see it. I want to hear all about it. I want to know why it exists. Why this new item? What makes it different? What are you trying to accomplish with it? Why does the consumer need it? And furthermore, why does Walmart need it? How is it different from something that's currently sold in Walmart today? I want to also just try it for myself, share it with my friends, and just really get the feedback on it and see what it's all about. And then from there, then we'll talk about how I see it and how you see it and how we can come together and get the right agencies and the right people involved in making it the best marketing plan for you.
Stephanie, this is fantastic insight. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. We look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of Ethan Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@nathanwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at ethanwalton.com. Ethan Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands, are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that Ethan Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.